At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game. This side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Brandon from Tacoma is. Brandon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning to Brandon and Steve. You got to get out of the studio now.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Brandon has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How many rings are on the Audi logo?
4.
Yes. Nobody puts baby in a corner is a line from what 80s movie?
Pass.
How many main types of fossil fuels are there?
1.
No.
2.
No.
3?
Yes. Which Midwestern state is home to the Mustard Museum?
Missouri.
No.
Pass.
What company put out the first commercially available video cassette tape in 1971?
Panasonic.
No.
Pass.
Which famous rapper died on September 13th, 1996?
Tupac.
Correct. What decade saw the popularization of the Charleston dance?
70s.
No.
80s?
No.
60s.
No. What is the more common term for hypoglycemia?
Diabetes?
No.
Pass. Ugh.
It's okay, Brandon. It's okay. You got 3 correct.
All right.
Great questions. Great questions.
Thanks, Brandon. That makes me feel really good. But how good is Steve feeling? That's the real question. Steve, are you ready?
All right.
How many rings are in the Audi logo?
How many rings? 5?
No.
6?
No.
3?
No.
4?
Nobody puts baby in a corner is a line from what 80s movie?
Oh, Dirty Dancing.
Correct. How many main types of fossil fuels are there?
How many main types? 2?
No.
3?
Yes. Which Midwestern state is home to the Mustard Museum?
Western state. Illinois.
No.
Ohio.
No.
Nebraska.
No. What company put out the first commercially available video cassette tape in 1971?
Video cassette tape. What company?
Yeah.
Zenith.
No.
Kodak.
No.
Maxwell.
No. Which famous rapper died on September 13th, 1996?
Tupac.
Yes. What decade saw the popularization of the Charleston dance?
40s?
No.
30s?
No.
20s?
Yes. What is the more common term for hypoglycemia?
Diabetes?
No.
Hypoglycemia. But goosebumps?
No.
The chills?
No. Which continent is the driest?
Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
Yes. Steve, you got 5 correct, and that is a win. 5-3. Sorry, Brandon.
That's all right. Great job, Steve.
You too, my man. Have a great day. And a happy 4th.
I'm the best.
The Midwestern state where you will find the Mustard Museum is Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
You were in the right vein when it came to the first available video cassette tape. It was Sony.
I was just trying to think of other brands that had VHS tapes and things like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Zenith. What a good call out.
Zenith was like the Cadillac of TVs back in that time.
And the more common term for hypoglycemia is low blood sugar.
Low blood sugar.
Great work, though. We've got two more opportunities for people to play at 7:50 and 8:50 this morning.
I don't know if it was great, but I got through it.
You did.
Yes.
Good job.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a new feature on the Odyssey app, and it's very easy to leave us a voice message. Every day, we get these great messages on there, Steve, and some have been very interesting.
Somebody's got an issue with chores involving their hands, and another person wants to talk some Ozzy Osbourne.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Lenny Kravitz.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
It would be so awesome if you would just leave us a voice message from time to time. And you can head over to the Odyssey app and do it. It's free to download to your smartphone. Steve, what is the situation this morning?
The situation is Ozzy Osbourne. Are you ready for our first voice message through the Odyssey app?
You know it.
Hey, Tyron, Migs, Danny. Saturday's Ozzy's last show. If you're picking one song that you definitely want to hear Ozzy perform live, which song is it? For me, No More Tears. The song is so f***ing good.
That is a great choice.
I do like the editorial. The
song is so f***ing good.
Oh, the bass line on this song is so effing good.
The light in the window is a crack in the sky.
That's such a good song.
The song is so good.
I feel like Ozzy is on the mind with so many people right now.
Oh, for sure.
I hope he plays that one. Ozzy's probably only going to do like four songs, five songs. I don't know if that's going to be the one that he's going to play.
But I'd be very curious. Oh, for sure. I'd be very curious to know what ones Ozzy would pick for himself. You know, it'll be neat to see.
Okay, to go in line with the voice message, if you were in charge of Ozzy's set list, what song do you want Ozzy to perform?
I've always been such a big fan of the song Perry Mason.
Perry Mason.
Yes.
Is that a Sabbath song or an Ozzy song?
No, that's an Ozzy song from like the mid-90s.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that this song was called Perry Mason.
Yeah.
Good pick.
I never listened to this enough.
And he was always... Okay, sorry. I had to give you that moment there. He's always surrounded himself with so many great musicians,
too. Oh, my gosh,
yes. That's a great example of that. Danny, if you were... I know you're not probably a big Ozzy fan.
No.
Okay. But if you had to pick your favorite Ozzy song, what would you go with?
Well, the three Ozzy and Black Sabbath songs I know, I'd probably just go with Crazy Train.
This song come out?
Dude, this 80s?
Okay. It was when Randy Rhoads was still alive.
Yeah, it's got to be 1980.
Yeah, I'm thinking that as well. Exactly 1980. Yep.
Wow. I mean, every time I hear it like at a sports game or something like that, I'm like, all right, let's go.
It fires you up real nice.
Yeah. Also, I mean, just the intro to that song alone gets you like ready to go.
Yeah, they play this at the Kraken game, and I'm like, let's go.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Steve, do you have a pick then?
I do. Mine's not Ozzy. Oh. It's Black Sabbath.
Oh. Throw it at
that. This was the first Black Sabbath song I ever heard. My brother introduced me to Black Sabbath and marijuana. He didn't do that part.
I had a feeling.
Although I do remember when I finally did smoke weed, it was like a goal. I need to smoke weed while listening to Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath. Because as a kid, I had no idea what the hell he was talking about. I thought he just like the leaves on a tree.
Yeah, so sweet.
Yeah, or like maybe that's like a type of a drink.
I feel like that was the way it was meant to be enjoyed, listening to the sweet sounds of Black Sabbath.
Still my favorite part of this song, when he just makes it so obvious he likes weed, when he goes, I love you. Like, this is a love song to weed.
Yes.
Here it comes. That's so great. Yes. We got one more voice message. This one also about Ozzy Osbourne, if I can find it. Where did it go? I think I lost it. Oh, well, that's just great. There it is.
I wanted to say I am so jealous of everyone going to the final Ozzy show. It seems like it's every band I've ever wanted to see or been a fan of. Just makes me really sad that I can't go, but stupid work. Got me thinking, though, is there any band or like tour or festival that you really wanted to go to but just couldn't make it happen? And did you have FOMO after? Did you just hate yourself for not going?
He sounds very sad. Like, maybe you should just go, buddy.
Just go.
It's not that far.
There's still time. There's always a way in.
Yeah.
I really just want to buy tickets right now and go, but here we are.
Like $3,000. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not like you're just like picking up and going, like, calling a day off from work and going to White River Amphitheater.
I mean, I guess for me, there was a time that, Primus will play these New Year's Eve shows down at the Fox Theater, and we were going. We had tickets. We had plans to go, and then our life kind of got shifted, and we didn't get to go. And then I remember looking at the set list from that year, and it was like, if I could have crafted the perfect Primus set list, that's what they played. And so I was like, damn it!
Missed out on this.
Just go to the show.
I think when it was in high school, it was kind of like a festival. It was really the Red Hot Chili Peppers went on tour, but they brought on tour with them Pearl Jam.
Oh.
And I think the tour had the Pumpkins with them at that time. It was, and I remember, I gotta go. And one of the rare instances where I was not being good, and I got in trouble with my parents, and they're like, you're not going to the concert. Not that I even had tickets yet.
Oh.
Like, I was hoping they would buy me the tickets because I was broke. And I, man, looking back on it, that would have been so awesome to see, like, Pearl Jam during that first tour, the Chili Peppers during, maybe during, like, the Mother's Milk tour, and then the Smashing Pumpkins, and they're all those bands, like, when they were young and just going for it.
And as we've heard from your mom many times, you were a good boy. If only you were just a little bit more good, you would have been there.
If I was gooder, I would have seen Pearl Jam. The Daily
Mix Show. We have the next stop on the Men's Room World Tour planned. And Bremerton, we're coming for you. It's at the Tracyton Movie House on Saturday, July 19th from 2 until 5. And we've got live music from Woodshed happening that day. Plus all the delicious Men's Room food and drinks will be there. And you get to hang out with the guys. So get all the details and tell your friends at KISW.com. Travis Barker has revealed that he owns one of the 10 very rare Liquid Death cans that are sealed with Ozzy Osbourne's DNA.
I remember when we talked about this, we're like, who the hell is going to get this? It's got to be somebody with deep pockets that doesn't, you know, that has like FU money, doesn't care. And then Travis Barker definitely fit that criteria.
I mean, he does have that kind of money, but they were selling for only $450.
Only.
It's a steal of a deal. And autographed by Ozzy himself. So, I mean, I would say like the autograph of Ozzy Osbourne is probably worth nearly that.
And if you've ever been to a grocery store, Liquid Death is not cheap. It's only like $10 more than just the retail value.
Well, if you don't remember what the Liquid Death commercial sounded like and what Ozzy did as part of it, this is what it was.
There will never be another Ozzy Osbourne unless you have his actual DNA. Introducing infinitely recyclable Ozzy by Liquid Death. These cans have each been drunk by Ozzy himself. And each can contains trace DNA from Ozzy's saliva, as well as his handwritten signature. Once technology and federal law permits, you can replicate Ozzy and enjoy him for hundreds of years into the future. So get your can of infinitely recyclable Ozzy. No, this is not a joke. There's only 10 available. Act now.
Now I'm kind of curious who the other 9 are.
And I'm also kind of wondering why $450. I'm betting they could have probably charged more than that.
You think?
Yes. For like a super fan that would be interested in owning someone's DNA? Yes.
I think you might be alone on that island in this room.
God.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't think that. I think $450 seems a little overpriced, personally.
I also wonder too. Like, did Travis Barker actually pay for it, or if they just like sent him it as kind of like, "Hey, man, will you post about this?"
They gave him,
you know what I mean?
Like, the homie hookup.
We're trying to sell the other nine, and nobody's buying them.
No one wants these.
Come on, you got that Kardashian money? You can buy one, can't you?
Yeah.
That's such a strange thing. Although, if I'm Travis Barker, I would definitely put that on display.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, if I'm Travis Barker and still married to my wife, I'd probably keep it in the garage, like all the other stupid stuff that I own.
Okay, what's the stupidest thing that you own right now? The strangest, I should say, strangest thing.
You know, I've been racking my brain trying to think of, do I have something on that level? I have like a lot of like keepsakes from like, you know, like old dogs. Like, I still have their leashes.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the dog tags. Like, I still
think
have.
That's too weird.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe to fellow dog enthusiasts, it's not that weird, but it's like, I'm not even using that leash. It's like, that was OG Lucy's leash. We can't use that.
It's special.
What about you?
Ooh, well, we have this, it's a coat rack, but it's taxidermied deer hooves.
Where did you find this?
Somebody made it for my husband, and it hangs in our shop. So it has two, like, deer hooves that are pointed upwards off of this little mount, and you can hang your coats on it.
Danny, what about you? Do you have anything that's taxidermied?
No. You know, honestly, I was trying to think. I think somewhere at my mom's house, speaking of DNA from a rock star, I think I still have a water bottle that Dexter Holland from The Offspring threw out from like Warped Tour 2005.
For the rest of the concert, you're just holding this water bottle?
Yeah. I kept it for a long time. And but I don't know where it's at, but I'm pretty sure it's like somewhere like buried away at my mom's house.
I don't know why that just made me think of, I don't know if you follow, I think it's called like the Hard Times Instagram page.
Oh, of course.
It's like kind of like a satire page about music.
Mm-hmm.
And they did one yesterday. They're like, let's celebrate the D-bag that buys a band t-shirt early in the set and then holds it for the rest of the night still in like the rolled up t-shirt. Like, I didn't know that was a bad thing all of a sudden.
What else are you supposed to do?
I guess put it on or wait till the end of the show and buy the shirt.
Might be sold out.
I don't know why. I'm just picturing Danny at the Offspring show just holding this water bottle like, let's go, guys.
Well, I think in my mind, I was like, I'm going to eventually get him to autograph and I'm going to keep it forever.
Yeah.
Can I dime out my mom really quick on some weird stuff that she's saved over the years?
No, I would never let you do something so mean to Rosalie. Yes,
my mom is a saver of things, including she had the umbilical cords of all four of us and like all of our baby teeth. And I think even our wisdom teeth.
A lot of people keep the teeth stuff. Yeah. I don't hear very often people keeping the umbilical cord. Aren't we supposed to eat it like I did?
You ate it?
I'm kidding. I didn't. I've heard stories of people doing that.
Oh, God.
So mom kept that?
Yeah.
Where does she keep it? Like in a book?
I think it was just in like this little, like a little, like kind of chest, a little like mini treasure chest of weird treasures from her children.
Does she ever pull that out like and show it to you guys?
I mean, yeah, they just look like little like shriveled up raisins now. It's like really, really gross.
I mean, if I'm hanging out with you and your family and your mom's like, hey, I want to show you something, I'm going to just run.
Like, I don't want your umbilical cords, Rosie.
I don't need to see this.
No.
The Daily Mix Show.
Migs, I'm pretty sure that our listeners have saved some strange things over the years, don't you think?
Oh, positive.
So what is the strange thing that you are still holding on to? 206-803-ROCK is the number to call. What is that strange thing that you own? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Ozzy Osbourne.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have learned recently that Travis Barker is one of 10 people to own a rare liquid death can that is sealed with the DNA of Ozzy Osbourne.
Just in time for Ozzy's show, Travis Barker plans on cloning him.
So we want to know, what is the strangest thing that you own? 206-803-ROCK. Birdie, you are in Belfair. What is the strangest thing that you own?
Hello. I actually have a collection of animal bones in my possession.
Wait, how have you acquired the bulk of these bones?
Well, the first one was about 10 years ago at my original stomping grounds. I found a deer carcass that a hunter had left behind, and they had only taken the antlers, so the rest of it was there. So I buried it, and I dug it up a couple months later to get the bones. And I currently now have a coyote and two elk heads on my property that I plan on digging up soon.
Birdie, a quick question for you. Do we need to know anything else about you when the news or the authorities contact us? She was a quiet woman.
I'm just using these bodies as art or as, like, turning them into tools and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's how Dexter started, too.
What is, of all the bones that you've collected, what is, like, your favorite one or maybe the most unique one?
My favorite's the knee bone.
I have a cow skull that I painted on really cool, and that he has little antler or his horns are sticking out, and I think he looks really cool.
Okay, that does
I
sound
rock with
cool.
That for yeah. Sure.
That seems kind of weird, but cool.
Thanks, Birdie. Rock on.
Somebody says, my grandfather's dentures. He was my hero, and now I have his smile forever from our friend Cozy.
Oh, my gosh.
Where are you putting these things?
In his mouth.
I was thinking like he has like a mannequin and he replaced.
Oh my gosh.
It's Grandpa's smile right there.
206-803-ROCK. Jay, you're on Mercer Island this morning. What is the strangest thing that you own?
I own a little brass lighter. It's a refillable lighter. And it's Saddam Hussein's head.
Oh. Okay. Where did you get that?
The Saddam Hussein store.
I have no idea. I've had it for ever. I had a roommate that worked at Goodwill, and he would always bring stuff home. I think that's where it came from.
Yeah, I would have, like, so many questions of, like, you know, is it a novelty lighter? Was it... Because, I mean, you know, maybe it was made in honor of Saddam Hussein.
Sure.
And his country. You kind of, like, where did this even get made from?
Yeah, there's no maker's mark that I can find on it. It's wild. And, you know, he's got the beret. There's a little, you know, it's like one of those little... kind of, you know, table side lighters.
Classic Saddam.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you refill it with Zippo fluid, and yeah, I have no idea where it came from.
Is he smiling in this, or is it like, is he looking like serious Saddam Hussein?
It's full on, like, you know, dictator portrait.
Okay, so it's probably not a novelty thing.
What was that?
It's probably not like a novelty thing, like mocking him. It's like,
it's brass. You can feel
crazy.
The weight, you know?
That is wild.
I bet that's a conversation starter when anyone's like, hey, does anyone have a light? And I was just picturing at first that, like, the flyer comes out of his mouth.
Oh, my God.
somebody says, speaking of taxidermy, you mentioned how you have, what is it, a coat rack?
A coat rack made of legs.
Somebody has, I bought a taxidermy squirrel holding a miniature martini glass at a garage sale. His name is Reginald.
I mean, how can you not buy that at a garage sale?
Little Reggie. Another person says, I have a taxidermy pufferfish wearing sunglasses and has a... What are they going to the same place? Has a tiny cowboy hat.
That is awesome.
And Danny, you'll like this one. I have a broken guitar pick. I caught it at a Sum 41 show back in 2003. Framed.
It'd go with my broken guitar that I have from the Ataris.
Wait, did they break it?
Yeah. So it was Chris Rowe from the Ataris played like a parking lot one time, and after the show, he smashed the guitar. My ex-girlfriend in high school, she thought I would enjoy it. So she bought it from somebody who got the guitar, and it's completely just smashed to pieces. But he signed it, and it's somewhere at my mom's house.
Oh, I was going to say, do you have it like on like a wood board framed or something along those lines?
I probably should have done that, but no, it's just at my mom's house.
There's still unframed, time.
Yeah, somewhere.
I do love this person said that pic, they have it framed. Did he just have like
a little baby?
I'm picturing like a little tiny frame. I'm sure he's got like a picture of them with the frame or something along those lines, but that would be so funny, like have little tiny guitar pick frames.
I bet they probably sell something like that.
Do you have any guitar picks?
Oh, I think I have like a Jerry Cantrell pick. Yep. God, I can't remember off the top of my head what else we have, but we've got a lot of random music memorabilia.
I have two guitar picks that I know. I've had a few other ones, but the ones that will forever stay with me, when my buddy Craig and I went to see Kiss, the last tour, over at Climate Pledge Arena, and Craig Gass found us, snuck us 10 rows back, but when he first showed up and said hi to us, Craig Gass, being the baller that he is, just pulls out a Gene Simmons guitar pick and gives it to me. And I'm like, dude, thank you. So that one I think is pretty cool. But the one that I'll forever remember, and I mentioned it just yesterday, we talked about how I did that stage announcement at the Metallica concert at Lumen Field. And that was such an insane experience. After I finished the stage announcement, I remember getting off the stage and the manager of Metallica, like their main manager guy, came over to thank me. He's like, you did a great job, and hands me a Metallica guitar pick. And I'm like, I don't even know if this is like belonged to any of the members personally, but it was just like a cool moment that I'll forever remember why I got that guitar pick.
Next level.
Yeah. And then I sold it on eBay for $50.
Of course.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, yeah. The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? And were you, by any chance, tuned into the men's room at 5:40 yesterday to hear that cheat sheet with three correct answers for the upcoming game? Steve, your record is 220 wins, 67 losses, and 54 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you think you can beat Migs at 750.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.